The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
Please be seated. I'm sorry I didn't tell you you could sit down. I could have left you standing there the whole service. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We've got mixed feelings today, don't we? Someone we loved is no longer with us, and yet he is with the Lord. Someone who suffered in this life, who endured many physical hardships, who suffered affliction of body, is no longer with us, and yet he has been set free from all that. As the book of Revelation described the reading from Revelation, he is made new, and God has wiped away every tear out of his eyes. He shall neither hunger nor thirst. And that's an amazing thing, because we all know how much Henry liked food. He is completely satiated now with the bread of life, Christ Jesus. We sorrow today because one we loved and liked and enjoyed, we shared his sense of humor and benefited from it, is no longer with us. But again, he is with the Lord that he had faith in. He is with the one whose word he loved. He is with the triune God, basking in his glorious presence, the one whom he proclaimed as a professor of God's word at the Bible college, the Bible school, the one whom he taught about in classes in church, the one he preached about when he stood in the pulpit to proclaim Jesus. So, we are sad, and yet we also rejoice because Henry's course has been run, his race is ended, and by God's grace in Christ, he has crossed the finish line. It's entirely by God's grace in Christ. It's not because Henry was perfectly holy. He didn't have any idiosyncrasies. He never sinned or anything like that. One sin, only one sin, condemns us to God's wrath. And yet, Henry trusted in Christ. And his trust in Jesus Christ and his hunger for the word that the Holy Spirit gave him and his hunger for the sacrament of the altar strengthened him in his faith, strengthened him in his pilgrimage, strengthened him through the last years and months of his life. And what a wonderful thing that is. This little booklet here, this little pamphlet, is Luther's Small Catechism. We also have a hardback version of it available. And I don't know how many copies of the Small Catechism Henry asked me for, both in the pamphlet form and in the hardback form, but the Catechism is a summary of the most important teachings of the Christian faith. And you, Henry's grandkids, benefited from his love for God's word and his concern for you, his desire that you should know Jesus. I know I had the privilege of baptizing. It was Leon, wasn't it? Yeah, here, because Henry wanted him grafted into Christ. I know that he taught you guys the Catechism, the Ten Commandments, and he read God's word to you and then questioned you about God's word, what it meant, because Henry had the heart and soul of an evangelist. Now, the word gospel means good news, and it comes from the Greek word in English, evangel, meaning good news. An evangelist is someone who preaches, teaches, proclaims the word of Christ. Henry was an evangelist to his family. Henry was an evangelist to the people living in the apartment complex with him. Henry was an evangelist when he worked up at the hospital in Long Island, was it? Or Brooklyn? Henry was an evangelist in his own family because the Holy Spirit had given him faith in Jesus, who went to the cross to die for the sins of the whole world, for Henry's sins. And Henry wanted other people to know that truth, that saving truth, because apart from Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins. There is no life with God. There is no knowledge of the one true God. Because again, Scripture says, and Henry could quote it at you, we are dead in trespass and sins, according to the sinful nature we inherited from Adam. But the Son of God took upon himself our human flesh, so he could die on the cross for you and me after having lived a perfectly holy life in our place. Jesus Christ, you could say, is the pinch hitter. Jesus Christ is the relief pitcher who comes in when we are just doing a terrible job and walking people all over the place. Jesus Christ is our substitute, the one who took our place under God's wrath, the one who presented his holy life as a God to an offering to cover all of our sins, and the one who offered up his holy and sinless body and his blood as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We all know Henry had a unique sense of humor, and that was one of the most enchanting things about him. He had this dry wit. He could crack a joke and you'd have to do a double take just to make sure that he was really joking. He brought a lot of laughter to us at Mount Olive. We were impressed with his knowledge of the Word. He was a good friend in Christ, a good brother of Christ, and we will miss him. Laughter is an important gift from God. It's one of the first article gifts, the gift God gives to his creation. And we enjoyed laughter with Henry. We had a moment of shared laughter in the critical care unit when it became obvious Henry wasn't going to make it. I won't go into details here, but those of you who are there know exactly what I'm speaking of. You know, and that was a good gift because we had heard God's word, that helped. But this moment of laughter, remembering Henry when he was still with us, was a wonderful thing. And Henry would have loved it. But you know, right now, this man who loved God, who was like Andrew in the gospel reading, who went to his brother Simon and said, "We have found the Messiah," and then brought Simon to Jesus, that was Henry. He wanted others to know Jesus. So Henry's reply would have been like Simon's, "Come and see." Or Philip, who went and found Nathanael, his friend, and said, "We have found the one whom Moses in the law wrote, and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael was skeptical at first, and so Philip said, "Well, just come and see. Come and experience. Hear this man. Meet this man." Nathanael came and met Jesus, just conversed with him briefly, and his eyes were opened, and he who had scoffed confessed, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Andrew was an evangelist. Philip was an evangelist. Neat thing to tell people of Jesus, to invite them to come and see, to come here to this place where God's word is proclaimed, where the forgiveness of sins is declared, where Christ crucified and resurrected on behalf of us sinners is preached, where holy baptism is administered, which unites us to Christ's death and resurrection. So we can know that when we die, we will be raised up again in our bodies. And then the sacrament of the altar, in which Jesus gives us the very body and blood offered up on the cross for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine. Henry loved Holy Communion, and my regret is that I wasn't able to give him communion immediately in the weeks immediately prior to his departure to be with Jesus. Every time I would come to his house, or every time when Henry would see me in Bible class or here at the church, you know what he would say, Juanita? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, not for me, but he was just a loving man. And whenever I would give Henry Christ's body, he would say, Jesus. And when I would give him Christ's blood shed for the remission of his sins, he would say, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Henry knew what it was all about. And you know what? He knows even better now what it is all about, because his earthly course is finished. He is no longer suffering from weakness and affliction. He has been glorified in the presence of the triune God. He is looking upon the face of his Savior. And what a neat thing that is, because he's not crying because he misses us. Hey, God's wiped away every tears. He is rejoicing in the presence of God. And that's a good thing. And he would want each of us to know that same joy in the presence of God. And that same joy comes as God's law shows us our sin and our need of forgiveness. And God's gospel preaches Jesus into our ears and into our minds and into our hearts, sets before us Christ crucified and resurrected. It's interesting that the Old Testament lesson for today spoke of the consummation of all things, when all things are made new on the day of the Lord. Listen to it. On this mountain, which is the heavenly Mount Zion, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples, and here it is, a feast of rich food. That's Henry. A feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. No mention of sardines there, or herring, or anything like that, but, you know, Henry's not complaining. And the Lord God will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. And that covering and that veil, it's death. But the Lord God will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Your tears and my tears, which are shed as we live out our lives in this fallen world, those tears aren't forever. They are only temporary. And joy in the presence of the triune God awaits those who are in Christ, who trust in God's declaration of righteousness and forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Goes on to say, the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Juanita, you told me that there were some people who didn't understand Henry. What an awful thing that was. Henry was a blessed saint of the Lord, just as you are, in giving, caring, lovely Christian people who have faith in Christ and a love for his word. We all know what it's like to experience reproach. We suffer for the name of Jesus sometimes, but God's going to take that reproach away because the Lord has spoken. And here's what Henry is saying now and what we will all say on that day. Behold, this is our God. And think of these echoes of John the Baptist saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We have waited for Him that He might save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Henry waited patiently and with a sense of humor through the 20 or so years of his illnesses. He waited patiently, and he had a saying that if I heard him say, once I heard him say 100 or 200 or 300 times, sudden death, sudden glory, sudden departure from this world, which is what happened when he coded on Wednesday and then passed into the Lord's presence on Thursday. But sudden and glorious entry into the presence of God, the making new of all things, the promise of the resurrection of the body, the promise that all tears shall be wiped away, that there shall be no hunger nor thirst nor craving for sardines, because we will be in the presence of God, the one who sent his Son for you and for me and for Henry, the one whose presence Henry is enjoying right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.